Viewer discretion is advised, but will be completely ignored.
Spend time with your family?
Sure I do.
Good. Because a man that doesn't spend time with his family can never be a good man.
Once upon a time, you were three very different wrestling fans.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another new edition of Black Hearts Angels. I'm Sharcy, joined by her lovely partners in crime, Binky, Bianca, and Teary. How are you girls doing today?
Good.
Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, ring the notification bell, and share this with all your amazing friends out there. This is where you want to be. This is where the party's at. So tell them to come in and join us today. Then we can't forget about our amazing sponsors, can we? I mean, we wouldn't be here without them. Or check out our Linktree store, our Linktree area, everybody. This is where you can find all our podcast information, where our YouTube is, our shops, wherever you can find anything about us, check us out on Linktree. Also, don't forget to check out our amazing sponsors. We wouldn't be here without them. W Energy, one of the best energy drinks out there. Use coupon code OTTRMOB and save an additional 10% off your purchase. That's 10% off on W. Then don't forget to check out our brand Alive, Dream Alive University store and save 15% off your purchase using the same coupon code OTTRMOB. Who doesn't like saving some money? And last but not least, check out our last sponsor, GetSolace.com. Use coupon code OTTRMOB and save an additional 25% off your purchase. We wouldn't be here without our amazing sponsors, so thank you, everybody. Look at our amazing merch, guys. Bonfire.com/store/off-the-top-rope-podcast. Look at our beautiful, amazing merch. Who doesn't want to rock it out and represent us, amazing girls? Check out the store, buy some merch, and support us. We greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much. Should we get into the big... Should we get into our first topic of the show? Week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this past week, the big announcement got released. Big Business, AEW's big show taking place at the TD Garden. Look at the clues. Boston. I mean, Mercedes Moné to possibly to debut there. Like she's using like a lot of terminology, like to say she's debuting. Like she's saying Boston, and she's made her decision and everything. So, what are you guys' thoughts on this big announcement that came out and Mercedes' possible debut in AEW coming up in a few weeks? So,
I had a feeling she was going to make her debut. For some reason, I just had a feeling like she was gonna go to AEW, cause like, what better appearance to be at Boston? So that's like, you know, amazing. So I'm kind of excited to see her. Yeah. You know.
Yeah.
You know, definitely in my city. You know. Most possibly I would be there, you know, actually see that. Yeah. So that's my thought.
Thank
I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I'm not looking forward to this at all. I'm not positive. And I'm not saying this as I know people are going to be like, oh, it's only because you prefer WWE or what. No, I swear it's nothing like that. It's just, I just want to know why. Like, what genuinely convinced her to go to AEW of all places? Like, I'd rather see her on TNA than AEW. I have my reasons. I just don't want to say them out loud in case I anger a couple of people in the comments. But just know I'm not happy about it.
Man, I fell down to my knees when the law came.
As for me, I pretty much knew that Mercedes was gonna head to AEW because I mean she's been trolling us like, okay, Is she going to go to WWE? Is she going to go to AEW? And then many have thought that she was going to, like, go back to WWE. And then, like, and it turns out that, like, she's making moves low-key with AEW. And maybe they are giving her the salary that she expecting to receive. And with WWE, she wanted to be paid as much as Becky Lynch, Ronda Rousey, Charlotte Flair, Natalya. And maybe WWE didn't give her what she wanted. So that's probably why she is heading towards AEW. And this is exciting. It's exciting, but at the same time, it's like, we're going to miss her as Sasha Banks. And, you know, it is what it is, because she will always be one of the four horsewomen. I don't care what anyone says. She put her name out there. She's one of the best female wrestlers in the modern era. And yeah, so I just can't wait for Mercedes to make her debut on AEW. But I don't know which...
I'm excited, too.
I don't know which show she's going to be on. I don't know if she's going to make a debut on Dynamite.
Are you sure about that?
So...
Yeah, it'll be the Dynamite. Yeah. It'll be Dynamite because the show is taking place on a Wednesday. So it'll be the Dynamite that she's making her debut on. But that's what I knew she was. I had a hunch she was AEW bound the first time we saw her in the crowd at All in the Wembley show, when we seen her sitting in like the little skybox over there in Wembley. I was like, oh, she could be headed over there. But I'm excited to see what she can bring to this women's division, make it stronger. Because you'd have to look like the thing. Like that she's wanted for the women's division are taking place. I mean, women are gonna start getting more matches and more segments and stuff on AEW TV, and that's just the thing that she agreed to as part of her deal signing with AEW, is to get these women more matches and screen time and segments on the show. And if you watch AEW recently in the past few weeks, like some of these shows, they're getting multiple segments a show. Like tonight on Collision, for the past 2 or 3 weeks, women have been getting 2 or 3 matches on the show, and we've been begging and pleading, start giving the women more matches on the programming, and we're starting to see that come into fruition. So, you know, it's exciting to see what her impact, not even being on the show, but the impact she's bringing to the company. It makes me wonder if she's like working a little bit behind the scenes to help grow this women's division before she arrives and set sights in the women's division. But someone said they're excited to see who she could work with. I mean, you have exciting women you could work with in there. So, like, you have, you know, like Jamie, you have Willow, you have Statlander, you have Toni Storm, you have Julia and Sky Blue. The sky's the limit. Heck, I mean, the dream matchup with Athena is still out on the window there. So, sky's the limit.
I'm seeing some comments where people are like, oh, Tiri, why are you upset? I mean, at the end of the day, like I said, there's always going to be that inbuilt, feeling of our WWE is better because I grew up on WWE, come on. But I feel like my reasons more or less is kind of just disappointment. I'm pretty sure there's no way that Triple H did not try to rope her back into the business, especially since now we've got Naomi back, and obviously we've got the likes of Chelsea Green, Nia Jax. I'm pretty sure there was some sort of conversation that was had. I'm just intrigued to know why she decided not to come, outside of the being highest paid, etc. I think one thing we need to know about wrestling as a whole, and it's one of the things that I took from the movie Iron Claw. If you haven't watched it, please go ahead and watch it. Kevin Von Erich said something along the lines of, the way wrestling works is you only get to championship level, or you only get paid as much as you think you deserve to be paid, based on what the board of directors think. It will never ever be in the hands of the fans. If the fans were to come out now and say, we want DIY to be the undisputed tag team champions, you think TKO are going to listen to us? No, they're not. Because right now they think the people that are making them the most money is the Judgment Day. I mean, look, they're on the they're on the cover on of sports magazines. You know, do you get what I mean? So I feel like it's just a it's something for us to realize, like, at the end of the day, when it comes to you as a wrestler, you have to do what makes you happy. It doesn't matter about what, oh, how much money I'm going to get here, or how much, you know, screen time I'm going to get here. As long as you are not happy at one corporation, then we as the fans just have to accept that, hey, this person may never come back. And if she does, oh, well, then it's going to be a very long wait. It's going to be a very long wait.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, another thing I think factored in, into her decision making is the fact that her working this contract with AEW still gets her the option to wrestle in Japan, and she's always been a huge advocate of being a, you know, wanting to wrestle in Japan and everything. So I mean, maybe part of the thing is like some of the AEW talent, you know, the freedom to work wherever you want, whether it be in New Japan, whether it be in Mexico, whether it be wherever. I mean, a lot of these new agreements and partnerships that are taking place with, you know, multiple promotions. I mean, Stardom could be in the horizon for joining ship and creating a partnership with AEW soon. So, I mean, she wants to expand her horizons and, you know, go wrestle in Japan for one of the top women's wrestling promotions over there. So, I don't know.
Yeah, because I'm sure
only time will tell what's going to happen.
Yeah, because I believe that Mercedes, she did wrestle at Stardom, and she can go back to it, and so that would be good for Stardom to have a partnership with AEW, because more women need to be on live TV. And not just have one women's match on a 2-hour weekly show.
Right.
So this will be great for the women. This will be great for Mercedes, because she is a big star. Should I say she's a main attraction? Maybe. I don't know if you guys agree or disagree, but you know, she's going to be the needle mover. Yeah. She's going to be the needle mover on AEW. And I'm just, like I said before, I'm looking forward to her debut. And she's going to really kill it. And her charisma, with her, her aura, you know, she's going to increase the ratings even more. You know, it's crazy because I'm starting to watch AEW more often, because there was a time where I used to like not really watch AEW a lot, but now I've been watching AEW lately. I've been watching Dynamite and Rampage, so I've been watching, and they have been improving. So
you know what, Binky, I agree with you. But do you know what I think as well? Bianca Belair is what we all wanted Sasha Banks to be. Mm-hmm. And that's true. I know, Binky, you're a huge Bianca Belair fan. And for those of you in the comments, you can't argue with me. Bianca Belair, what she is now, is what we all expected Sasha Banks to be. And that's just facts. Like, if you think I'm wrong, say now. Or forever hold your peace. Because that's the only thing I'm saying. Bianca Belair is what we all expected Sasha Banks to be. And really and truly, Bianca Belair is what Sasha Banks will, truthfully speaking, never be. I'm not sure why that is. I don't know why. Because if you look at it, Bianca Belair and Sasha Banks are actually the same person, really. I mean, if we take away, obviously, physical ability, because obviously they've both got different physical abilities and different type of talent within the ring, but the noise that Bianca Belair gets is what we all wanted for Sasha Banks and will never happen.
Yes, they both have in common? Yes, they are both black, but both their personas are different, because Sasha is giving more like bougie, more like sassy, and you know. And then Bianca's giving more like athletic, more like track star. And
I can definitely see that.
And Sasha is giving more of that feminine energy. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah.
So different.
Of course, yes, there are differences. We can sit here and list the differences. But when it comes to the amount of noise and like support that Bianca Belair gets, I mean, cover of 2K24, she's on all the pay-per-view posters. She is what we all expected Sasha Banks to be.
And Mercedes, she will do great on AEW.
Of course. Yeah. I think if now that we've got Jade Cargill and we've got Bianca Belair, I mean and Naomi as well, we've got some amazing black talents on WWE. I think they will try to match her up to the girls on WWE just to give her that same kind of spotlight that they are also getting. Because if we do think about it, right, going back to what I've said about how Bianca Belair is everything that Sasha Banks should have been, I generally don't feel like Sasha Banks got the reception that she should have. I mean, yes, she made history at WrestleMania. And yeah, I mean, she's had one of the best takeover matches that NXT has ever seen. But really and truly, if we match it up to what Bianca Belair has gotten in the last 4 or 5 years, it's not enough. And 100%, Sasha Banks does deserve the same amount of shout and noise that Bianca, Jade Cargill, and Naomi get. And I think she will get it at AEW. So, good move, but I'm not happy about it. But, you know, a girl's got to do what she's got to do, man.
Absolutely.
I understand that you're not happy. I mean, you are an AEW girl. I mean, not an AEW girl. WWE girl. I'm sorry.
Black girl be there. Lady B is going to be there.
I really understand why that you are disappointed. But there's a few Sasha Banks fans that are disappointed that Mercedes is, you know, heading towards AEW. As for the comparison, Mercedes, Bianca, I mean, both are history makers. Mercedes is one of the first Black women to main event a major pay-per-view such as WrestleMania, and Mercedes, she's going to continue on making history. Maybe she'll become the first Black AEW Women's World Champion.
And who knows? I mean, speaking of what Binky's saying, like, who knows? Maybe the Mercedes signing to AEW is what maybe pushes the women to get their first ever main event at a pay-per-view. Women can't main event a pay-per-view now.
Yeah. Wasn't Jade a champion AEW before?
She was the TBS champion.
Okay. Right. I was just like, I was confused for a second. I was like, I thought she was champion.
That's kind of like champion. I would say like that's like a women's that's their mid-card mid-card title on AEW. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
TBS.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
But as for the world championship, that's like it's kind of like the WWE's women's champion, like the Raw women's champion, the SmackDown women's champion.
Yeah.
Kind of like more like that main event type of title. AEW women's world champion is.
Okay.
So yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for the comment.
She may make history because there has never been a Black female winning the world champion, and that would be great for Mercedes. And KB just mentioned earlier that maybe there will be a Mercedes versus Sheeta.
That would be a good matchup. I feel like, you know, the standard bearer of the women's division versus Wanda in the pandemic versus a Mercedes. It could be a dream matchup.
Bianca Lil Kim. Not Bianca Lil Kim, though.
Y'all crazy.
Yeah. Look at her. Hey, she fine.
is my queen though, but I don't know.
No hate to Bianca. Like, I just wanted us to visualize the level of success that Mercedes should have gotten at WWE, which is one of the reasons why
I agree with that.
Not mad that she's going. Okay, I am mad that she's going to AEW, but it's one of the reasons why I can say it's okay for her to go to AEW, because I know she won't. Even if they did bring her back, she's with Jade Cargo now on the cards. I mean,
she just be in the background.
Okay, y'all are crazy in the comments right now. Hold on.
Yeah, you are. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Oh man, that is funny.
But yeah, I do believe that this Mercedes signing is gonna, you know, majorly improve the women's division, elevate them to a higher level.
Tony Braxton, yeah.
And make it, you know, and make it where the women's women's division becomes the focal point of the programming. Like I said, with Mercedes debuting in a few weeks, it's not out of the realm of possibility. Her star power could easily get the women a major main event match at a pay-per-view where they close the show.
Because we thought that there's a few women, like Saraya, like was gonna like. Mm-hmm. I mean, she has that star power too, but it's like. But Mercedes
not that big
is a bigger star than Saraya, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But I'm excited to see where this goes, so.
Yeah, me too.
This can only elevate that women's division higher. You want to get into the next topic?
No, no. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. So the next topic is AEW Fight Forever video game. They announced their massive price drop. It's from $59.99 to $29.99, and then they are inspired by WWF's No Mercy, and yeah, so it's like a huge massive drop. So they released the title in June of 2023, and since then I haven't played it, so I'm not really a video game type of person, but I mean the graphics are okay, but I don't know. It just it kind of gives you that WWF vibe.
Mm-hmm.
So, hi, Kyrie. Mm-hmm. So yeah. What you guys think, ladies?
As a gamer myself, I didn't really think about buying it. I did see it in my local like secondhand store. It was going for like £8.99. I could have bought it, but then like. I don't even play WWE 2K. Like, I don't know about my other gamers that are in the comments now, but they don't make games like they used to back then. Like, even FIFA. Like, the last FIFA I bought was, like, FIFA 2022. I can't keep up anymore. I can't be bothered. I mean, I'm sure the game is good, but, like, I don't even buy WWE 2K. Yeah, I am. I have a PS4. I think like the last 2K I bought for WWE, it was 2K22. I don't know. I don't know about my other gamer head. Just can't bother.
Well, I can say this. I'm a gamer too. So it's like, for me, I don't see myself playing AEW because, like I said, I don't watch AEW. So I would be kind of lost in the storyline. So it's like, you know, if they had a story mode in it. And as for, like, you know, me, I do play 2K, WWE 2K. I just didn't get to finish WWE 2K23 because I am stuck in a certain part of 2K23. So I'm just like, I kind of like put that to the side. So it's like, yeah, I'm just ready for the next one at this point. So I'm more of a WWE gamer. And then it's instead of just getting the AEW game, so I prefer not getting that game. It looks, you know, like Binky said, the graphics, you know, graphics look good, but it wouldn't be in my category of collections.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I'm like my partner up here. Like, I am not a gamer at all either. I mean, the graphics, and if I had a gamer or like on my PC or anything, yeah, the game looks pretty cool and everything, but it's like the games are just gonna always constantly evolve and either get better or not get better, be the same thing every year. It's like, why do we keep making new ones every year? It's like, oh, WWE 2K24, it's like new packaging, new labels and stuff, but isn't it pretty much just like the same game with maybe like different like storylines and stuff added to it? But it's like, it's just the same game like every single year. So
yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
It's not the best wrestling video game ever made, but it's not the worst. Yeah, because WWF Warzone is better than this.
Yeah, because they do have like a few WWE DLC players, and it's like, wow, they have Roman Reigns, they have Jey Uso. I'm like, what's going on? Somebody's like, WWE wrestlers having some of these players. I'm like, he's crazy. It's like, wow, it's just crazy, but it's just, it gives you that, those classic vibes. It gives you more of that Nintendo, the, you know, the place, you know, the PlayStation 1.
Yeah.
Type of.
I mean, the way I see it, right, is if the art of game design was actually done to adhere to gaming. For the longest, people have been asking for a reboot of Raw versus SmackDown. We haven't got it yet. Raw versus SmackDown was like, what, 2009, 2008? I mean, I wasn't old enough to understand the concept of gaming, but like, I heard people saying, oh, this is what we want. What did we get? 2K24 with the most confusing people on the cover. The art of gaming is supposed to be designed in a way which people actually want to buy the game.
Yeah.
I mean, if AEW were actually like, if AEW and WWE were actually like proper thinkers and they actually want to do stuff that will actually rack money in for them, they will do things that people are asking for. I'm pretty sure AEW did another game, but now did inclusions of people from, you know, Ring of Honor and New Japan. People would definitely buy it
because
okay, concept. It's all about listening and adhering to what gamers want, otherwise, copying and pasting the same code onto a different game, but then you just change the year and it's just like, okay. And there's always going to be that dumbass that buys it again. I'm one of those dumbasses, by the way, but
tell that to the Cody crybabies. I love you.
I mean, I'm sure it is a great game. I don't know myself. I can't about it and say, oh, it's a shit game, because I haven't played it. I think my only input is just that I'm not that much of a gamer to just put myself out there and say, hey, I want to play AEW. I rarely play WWE 2K. Like, I have 2K22 on my downloaded, but like, I play once in a while. I even forgot that I even have it. And even like when I do play on my PlayStation, it's only to play FIFA and just to pass time. So I wouldn't be surprised about the price drop, because how many people are still in love with gaming anyways? So
I ain't gonna lie.
2K24, people get to finish their story.
I mean, it's kind of crazy. Like you just mentioned, Terry, that like, why did the game, like, why did the price drop from $59.99 to $29.99? I mean, usually video games are not that cheap. One video game. I don't know if you guys are really into a little bit off topic, but I don't know if you guys are really into, like, you know, horror movies, but Friday the 13th game. That game cost about like, it was like between like 40 something, 50 something dollars when it first came out. And it's still the price remained the same afterwards. And then like, as for the AEW, game. It's like, like,
yeah,
that's weird. Like, unless
Black Friday.
The only thing I can just suggest on why I think the pricing went down is because, you know, comparison on like the ratings of the game, comparison on the ratings of the show. You know, the show is, you know, more hype, and then the game, I guess the game was more like an type thing. And the show is more like, you know, everybody's
Yeah.
So I think that's because, you know, the ratings, popularity, you know, all that.
That's what I think too. It's like more so that the popularity of the game has went down. Like ever since they announced it, everyone kept waiting for it to come out, and then when it finally came out, and people were buying it and playing it and everything, and they weren't satisfied. I mean, the popularity of the game just like dwindled down and everything to the point people were like, why would I spend more money on it? You know, if it's not going to be improved anytime soon. So, I mean, that's probably why.
Yeah.
When a video game is not selling well, that's when they drop the price dramatically.
Right.
I mean, if you think about it, even if you try to buy FIFA now, like, as in, like, the 2024 version, it's still, like, in the 60s, 50s, 60s, depending on the console that you use. And usually the price doesn't drop until Black Friday, of which even when it does drop on Black Friday, it's usually going for, like, an odd $30. Like, I remember 2K22, what came out, like, in March, I only got it Black Friday, and I was lucky enough to get it for about $35. So ideally, I mean, it just goes to show maybe the game just is not that good. I mean, maybe I'll do a test drive. When I get paid, I'll buy it and see what it's like. But I can already tell in my head that it's some dumb game that I'm only gonna play once, and then
I'll wait for $20.
Thank you, Katie. Months though, I mean, yeah, a lot of mixed.
I'll wait till it's 20. It is getting a lot of mixed reviews. Some of my friends who've purchased it say, it's not that great of a game, but there's other people that sit there and say it's amazing, so I don't know.
I think they should just stick with the shows, with the actual wrestling, than the video games.
If you pay more than $20 than that, then you're a sucker.
Well, if his money's worth, you know.
Yeah.
Go ahead and buy it.
For the love of gaming, man.
Yeah. That's what gaming do to you, Demir.
Oh my gosh. I remember buying New Japan World for $35, and that was better than that.
Yeah. Oh, man. Hold on.
Oh my gosh. Gaming. Should we head into our commercial break?
Sure, yes.
Yes. All right.
Oh, let's see if I can win the teddy bear.
What do you believe in?
I believe whatever doesn't kill you simply makes you a stranger.
What to do?
I don't know.
What do you want to do?
You boys a bit bored? Snap me to it! Snap me to a Slim Jim! Tear to the spice! Make me just a paste! Hey, nice! Antique! Snap me to it! Need a little excitement? Snap me to a Slim Jim!
Chill, California.
Yo.
Cool muscle dude, Stingman.
Like Sting, like where on his
like
feet?
Riz, dude.
Riz. Shoes for your feet, pockets for your stuff.
And we're back from commercial. Hopefully, all your break was good and everything.
Yes.
Yes.
Let's get into our next topic.
All right. Our next topic is my topic, where we talk about is Rhea and Nia Jax. So.
Let's get into that next topic.
So this past, you know, couple of weeks ago, I mean February 5th, Monday Night Raw, Rhea and Nia Jax had a confrontation going on, and it ends up in being in a brawl. And then all of a sudden, Adam Pearce comes out and tells them, okay, if you want to fight it out in Elimination Chamber for the Women's Championship title. So, what are you guys' thoughts and predictions on this match that's going to happen between them two? What do you guys think? I personally think, I would say, as much as I want to say Nia Jax is coming out of my mouth lately, I kind of want to say Rhea Ripley might retain the championship. So that's going to be my prediction, to be honest with you. And,
absolutely.
Yeah. I just don't. Absolutely. I kind of don't want to see Nia Jax in the championship because, like, I think she kind of, like, I want to say, like, abused the championship too. Almost, she's almost like a Brock Lesnar to me. But a woman version. Like, I feel like she's like a
Brock Lesnar. That's your word.
So I'm just like, oh my okay, gosh. Like, I don't know, but that's just my thought. So what you guys thought?
I don't know if I agree with Lady B when she says. I had to clean my ear. I was like, what?
No, I just said that because, like, you know, the way how, like, she acts and stuff. She just acts like a whole big, tough person. Like yeah,
okay,
I understand
okay,
it.
Okay. I hear that. I think, for one, I'm very proud of Nia Jax. She's come a very long way. To this day, I'm genuinely interested as to what the hell Triple H said to her when it came to bringing her back. Because between you and me, I genuinely did not see we'd ever see her back in the WWE before. So kudos to her on her coming back and being put on such a pedestal. Because, hey, if we think about all the injuries that she inflicted on people, her lazy, you know, reproach that really didn't rub on us as the fans at all.
Right.
For her to have made it this far, honestly, that's work ethic. Like, to everyone that ever doubted Nia Jax, I think right now is your time to be like, hey, you know what? I was wrong, and this woman is genuinely making progress. So I'm looking forward to this match, and really and truly, I'm really proud of Nia Jax. She's done really well for herself.
Yeah, Like, I'm very proud of her too, and I'm proud of her, like, you know, her progress of coming back and, you know, doing what she do. But I can just, as like I said before, I could see definitely Rhea retaining the Lord. Shit. You know you're gonna eventually see this though, but
I mean, like I said, you can say whatever you want, but yeah. I think we can all, like, not even I think, we can all agree that Nia Jax has done very well since her comeback.
No, I agree with you, definitely. She does.
Regardless of whether she wins or doesn't win, my point still remains the same. I'm proud of that woman. Well done to you. Your Samoan ancestors are bloody proud of you, and I am too.
Yeah, I just don't see her having the title. I just see Rhea entertaining. What about you guys, Shara and Mickey?
It's gonna be a good match and everything, but I'm like you. I don't see a title change. I think the main story we've been telling a lot, and based off what we've seen at the press conference, we're going Becky and Rhea at WrestleMania. So I mean, every other match, the Elimination Chamber qualifying matches, any of that stuff, it's just to get Becky to that slot against Rhea. But it should be a good match. I mean, two big strong women going against each other. I mean.
Yeah,
it's gonna be a good match and everything, but I think we all know what the end game is. It's gonna lead to Rhea and Becky at WrestleMania, so I don't see a title change happening at all. Right, how about you, Binky?
You know, as for this bra, this is gonna lead to their match at Elimination Chamber. I just don't see Nia winning the title from Rhea. And speaking of Rhea, they are trying to make her the longest reigning women's champion. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be surprised if she beats Bianca's record.
Mm-hmm. I think, to be honest, I think they're trying to make it like, you know, Rhea and Roman being the same, you know, bracket of holding the title long. I think that's where I see her face right now.
Isn't that the problem with the company right now? We have so many people holding these championships for 200, 300 plus. Is anybody else going to be holding championships, or is it going to be the same people? Is it going to be Rhea holding the title and Gunther? And Gunther and Seth and Roman, are we going to see the same people holding the titles forever? I mean, no offense to Gunther. I like his intercontinental title reign, but I mean, do we really need everyone to have like majorly long 400-day title reigns?
I've had it up to here.
It's just like a complete drag at this point.
I mean, it's like. It's simple. Like this upcoming match between Nia and Rhea, it's so predictable. Like, we all know that Rhea is gonna win. She's gonna win. So I mean, just might as well just make this official and be like, okay, Rhea's gonna win. You know, it's in her hometown.
Australia. Which makes that even more obvious.
Makes more sense.
So just make it make sense. I'm like, come on now. Like, I mean, Nia, I'm not a huge fan of hers, but she has came a long way. And
Mommy's on top.
And then, you know, just for her to get this opportunity, this title shot against Rhea, that would be awesome for her. And you know, we have to.
Except for Dummy Dom.
The storyline, so.
I mean, I think we can all agree we're not expecting Rhea to be given the championship. I'm not saying Triple H please hand it over to her. I think right now, where Nia Jax is, it's very comfortable. She's at a very comfortable stage. She has nothing to worry about. I'm not expecting her to be put in catering anytime soon, especially with the roster that she's on as well. Like, it's very comfortable compared to like SmackDown. Ooh, SmackDown is packed with talent. Like, I'm surprised they're even being able to pull off certain storylines. But like with Nia, I mean, like I said, I think right now for her as well, I pray as well that she's not expecting
the title to be given to her anytime soon, because where she is right now is very comfortable. I genuinely hope that she is comfortable where she is and she's patiently waiting, because I think her time will come, just not right now. But she should be proud of how far she's come and where she is right now. To go from being the most hated women in the roster to being like someone who, where people can be like, okay, nice. That's more than enough. So just hang in there, Niall. You'll get your time.
Like Terry said, higher ups choose who's going to pay rolls. Yeah.
I mean, I think it's BS, guys. It's true, but I genuinely feel like it's absolutely BS. Like, I don't think these people generally want money the way they say they want money. Unless, like, some of these people have, like, dark things on on those higher up. Like, there are certain people who are still in the industry where I just look and go, you must have some big dirt on this company, because how are you still here, Tamina? But anyways, that's just...
For real.
That's a story for another day, man. That's a story for another day. Big story for another day.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. To
see what happens.
I mean, even so, there's a whole
reaching foul. That boy is reaching. Shit is straight cap.
There's a whole list of individuals that should have been
retired.
Not even just retired. That should have been fired. But I'm just not gonna start listing.
For real. Like
But there's a whole list of people that's very questionable. I mean. Okay, that's a conversation for another day. I'm going to end up diverting.
Coincidence? I think not.
Save it for another show.
If you want to have that conversation with me later, boss, I'm prepared. I've got a whole list for you.
So, definitely agree with that.
So just going to have to see what is going to happen in the Elimination Chamber, which we already know.
Rhea's completely useless.
Rhea's retaining it. We've all said it's her home and it's in her country. So yeah, no way.
And in WrestleMania, it'll be her versus Becky, and then Becky is going to win at Elimination Chamber. So
It's predictable. It's predictable.
They're very predictable. Yeah.
I mean, like, hey guys, look at this shit. If we're talking about, it's her home country, then how come Drew didn't win the bloody championship at the flipping
Saturday? I know, right?
I tell you, the atmosphere, or Sammy
not working in Montreal, right?
Yeah. I think they got screwed. They got real screwed over, and like, I think it's just, I don't know. Women versus men are just being really different.
You know how like Drew and Tyson Fury started singing like at the end of the
show? Oh god, that was cringe.
Everyone started walking out. Like,
I don't blame them. I mean, why would you be celebrating after losing for the world title in your home country? Out. Like, what?
I am people. I was like, bye. I'm not hearing this. So you guys have to catch
me. I'd be like, bye.
Exactly.
It might be Nia versus Jade for WrestleMania.
If they do that,
100%, I will be like genuinely interested to see whether it would be title or non-title. I'd prefer it to be non-title. I have my reasons.
I think it'll be non-title.
It'll be non-title because, I mean, you already have Bayley going against EO for the world title, and you have Becky going against EO for the world title. So I don't see a title being in play here at all.
Right.
And I don't think it's warranted or needed at this time anyway. So,
yeah. Well,
we'll see.
In other news. Yes. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Only time will tell.
Yeah. Definitely.
You ready for your topic, Terry?
Yeah, sure. My favorite time. Can't really say the same for the others. I know they absolutely hate this, but I love seeing you squirm. Welcome to Terry's show. And basically, I bring a controversial topic. It can be from a YouTube channel, TikTok page, a tweet. And I don't care how much you don't agree with it,
You must agree with it. Welcome to Terry's Terrible Take. And today's topic is WWE's treatment of female wrestlers. Note, I said female wrestlers. It's still largely based on looks rather than talent, perpetuating sexism in the industry. I'm going to read this again. WWE's treatment of female wrestlers is still largely based on looks rather than talent, perpetuating sexism in the industry. Let's hear your agreements, your yes takes. Anyone, the floor is yours.
I can definitely see like sexism being part of the, you know, a part of the situation more than, you know, their talent, because, you know, like at the whole situation with Vincent's situation, and it's just like, yeah, it all makes sense. It just makes sense to me because it's like, they're women, like, of course. So,
you know, we have to.
Mm-hmm.
Binky, Shaw, what are your thoughts?
I have to agree with the topic because, I mean, look at some of the women in NXT. Like, some of them can't even go in the ring. And it's, like, the only reason they're still relevant on TV nowadays is because of the way they look on screen. That's all they want to talk about is their looks and stuff, not their talent. You know, and some of the women can go in the ring, and we don't hear anyone talking about, like, how they've improved in the ring or, you know, what they've done to progress. All we hear is, oh, look at how hot she is. Oh, look at how, look at her behind. Look at what she looks like. Oh, she's hot. Like, yeah, it's like, what are we doing? Yeah. Like, are we going, Black Hearts, are we going back to the 90s with the women's division? Come on.
Yeah.
I thought we were past all this crap, and we were going to elevate the women to based on what they could do in the ring and not based off their looks again, because it's kind of sexist and disgusting. I'm sorry, but.
And it's crazy because it's like some of the women, they can't wear some of the gear, you know, that, you know, they're equipped for because, you know, of their body shape. And so it's like, you know, for instance, Bailey, herself is like, you know, thick and wherever in her body part is, she can't wear like, you know, the spandex or the or the little trunks or whatever because, you know, of her body figure.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
she has to wear like jeans, like pants or whatnot. And then you have who else is it? You have other couple of female wrestlers that are the same way. So it's because of their body figure and, you know, they don't want to be sexualized
sells to any man. That's what the problem is. We're not going into
And then I'm going to rebut that comment that has just been made. Boss, keep that comment right there. Don't let it disappear. Leave it there. Binky, go ahead. Let me hear your take, girl.
Before I get into my take, I'm so sorry about
you're good.
Just now.
You're all good.
Don't worry.
You're all good. You're good.
I do agree with this topic because not only we're starting to see talent, but they're still counting on the looks, and it's like with the blondes, and then, you know, and then for the women to look a certain way, like the women have to like lose some weight and, you know, to in order for them to like just be on television and to just be on in the ring. And then, you know, and then it's crazy because Nia Jax, you know, she was a little bit heavier and she had to lose some weight in order for her to just be in the ring with her opponents. And it's like they're focusing on that still. And it's like, this is like, basically we're stuck in time. Like, this is like the 80s or the 90s. So I do agree that they do rely on looks more than talent. And that is still an issue. And
yeah.
Yeah, so.
I genuinely agree, man. I think
I think the whole thing is just disgusting, really. But
I agree.
Yeah, it is.
And that's when my head kind of like blows off and I get pissed off, because it's like, wrestling is not for men. It's for children as well. A lot of us started watching wrestling when we were young. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember who it was. I can't remember who it was. I know it was a 2009. No, I'm lying. Someone got inducted into the Hall of Fame. I can't remember. It was a female. And in her speech, she said, "Thank you for allowing me to be a part of your puberty." And I remember watching that as a female, like, did you have to say that? Like, did you have to say that? Why did you say that? God knows why you said that. Because, one, you perpetuate an unhealthy relationship with sex. And, two, you're selling a product to little kids. I mean, obviously, yes, wrestling is for the adults, it's for the young and the old, the male and female, etc. But essentially, like, come on. Triple H, Vince, Nick Khan, I don't care who's in charge. Think about the product that you are selling. Because at the end of the day, I don't know who it was. I really, it's Tori Wilson in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it was Tori.
I'm pretty sure it was Tori Wilson that said on some, thank you for being a part of my PB. And I get it. The era that she was in, that type of stuff was normal, but that doesn't mean it needs to be normalized, especially now. You look in the crowd and you're seeing so many young kids. Most of it, like, you see the little kids with the Bianca braid, or you see the little kids that bring their little glow hair. They ask their mum to braid their hair with some neon sticks, blah blah blah.
They look up to them.
They look up to them. They're not looking at their flipping boobs,
right?
I'm telling you now. The only reason why wrestlers are still looked upon for their looks, it's for the satisfaction of the board. It's not for our satisfaction. It's for the satisfaction of the board. Because people like Lita, Stacy, Tori Wilson, they would not have gotten the reception that they got in terms of being over-sexualized if it wasn't for the people in charge. Okay? Because a lot of people would just watch them because they thought it was fun. They thought it was exciting. Especially when it was still just the men that was getting the spotlight. When the women came into the light, the only reason why they got put at the pedestal that they did, which is being over-sexualized, is because of the people on the board. So I blame the people on the board. I blame Vince McMahon. And I really hope that he gets severely punished, because it's his fault that women now are still only being looked for their looks and not their talent. Fight me on that.
I agree with her. He is the common denominator to all of this. There is still an issue with that, and it's crazy because, you know, wrestlers like Bianca Belair and Jay Cargo and Nia Jax and who else, and Bayley, if it wasn't for their talent, then back then they probably would have not been
encouraged.
They probably would have not been used. They probably would not been booked well, because their talent, they have way more talent than their looks. Yes, they have looks too, but it's like they're not gonna utilize. They wouldn't have utilized their talents if they were in that era. If they were in that era with Trish and Lita and with Sable and with Victoria, with Jazz and with Tori Wilson. So it is an issue mainly because of Vince McMahon, because he prefers blonde and it just sexualizing them, and it's crazy because I understand that in the wrestling world it's male dominated, and they think that women should just be used as just kind of like
eye candy.
Sex objects, like
eye candy, like
it's a pervert. Exactly, yeah. Rhea and Becky are both beautiful, and they do have talent.
Yeah,
that's
true.
Yes,
I agree.
Yeah, I blame TV standards too. Like, Trash-ass females get shows to basically be ratchet. But it's like we're saying, what do we build this whole, like, you know, women's revolution for in wrestling in this era if we're just going back to the status quo of what was back in the 90s?
And you know
we should be basing it off what the women get in the ring.
A lot of people give hate to Ronda Rousey. I beg you, please look in the mirror, put your hand on your heart and say I'm a stupid idiot. If it wasn't for Ronda Rousey, yeah, a lot of the females now that we see, and I'll name them, but let me make my point. A lot of the females that we now see on TV right now would have never got in the spotlight. Never got in the spotlight. No. And I'll list names. I'll list people like Ruby Riott. I'll list people like Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill, real athletes, yeah, would not have been given the opportunity that they have now if it wasn't for Ronda Rousey coming up in 2018.
No.
Ronda Rousey, she is a beautiful woman, don't get me wrong, but do you really think if it wasn't for her being on UFC, Vince McMahon would have even given her the time of the day?
No.
No,
like, no,
because she don't have all like the boggy body figure, and she doesn't expose herself or whatnot. So that's the reason why he wouldn't probably for her where she and on the map exactly. So it's like same goals as like I'm surprised as
agreed, KB.
Like I'm surprised as like Shayna and Shayna and Ronda are in the same in the same field as MMA. So. Yeah. It still would be, same thing.
100%. Yeah. I 100% agree. I feel like as well, it's also about the people that are now on the board and have that board influence. People like Mark Henry, people like Shawn Michaels, people like The Rock, people who know that, look, wrestling goes beyond look. There are other factors that come in. There's popularity, there's talent, there's reception. Yeah. There's also, being able to give off a good show. And I will talk about this next week, but if you haven't watched Iron Claw, I beg of you, go and watch it. It made me realize just how the wrestling world should have been portrayed. And one of the ways I think the women should have been portrayed is in a much more friendlier outset. Because it's now created this very toxic environment where you feel like you need to look a certain way to be on the ladder, which is true. We can sit here and say, oh, but what about... Yeah. But then where I now draw the line is when we bring in people like Bianca Belair and we bring in Jade Cargill, because then it creates a toxic environment of they're not pretty at all, which of course is not true, but that's what people will think. People will think, what about...
Yeah, because of they're muscular women. Muscular women aren't attractive. Yeah.
That's my point. So I think even if we say, we have people like Shayna, they put people who have talent, but then are you trying to say that they're ugly?
Pretty much, that's what they're saying.
Right.
It is.
They might not say it by a word, but they'll definitely say facial expression or something like that.
Yeah, and I'm not really a fan of Triple H's booking, but you have to give him credit for giving these women, these talented women, the spotlight. That is his type. He has a type of women that have a little bit of strength, a little bit of muscle in them, and I can tell through Jade.
Mm-hmm.
Mia, through Raquel, Rodriguez, Bianca, he wants women who are like muscular. He's not really into those Playboy type like Vince's. You got to give him his flowers when it comes to these type of women that 100%. He is pushing, that he is booking.
You see, that's what I don't. I'm not answering that question. I'm so sorry.
What that even? Come on, that's not fair.
I'm not answering that question. I apologize. I'm not gonna do that because, to be honest, I think it starts with us. If you ask me why I started watching wrestling, obviously I started watching wrestling when I was quite young, but 2019, 2020 was the year where I really invested in wrestling, like really became a wrestling freak, and it's because of
it's because of Bianca Belair and Rhea Ripley. I admired the muscle. But then it went beyond their looks. I think right about the time that I started watching it, it was because of the documentaries that would come out explaining the wrestlers' like lives outside of the ring. It goes beyond that. I feel like people need to stop looking at wrestling as inspiration to masturbate. Because what are you doing? I mean, I'm not trying to pin anyone down for it, and I'm not trying to, you know, call anyone out for it and say, you know, hey, you're disgusting. But like, it's a thing of like, we've created a toxic environment which makes it difficult for other people who are talented to get themselves on there. Why? Because they don't look like Tiffany Stratton, or they don't look like Mandy Rose. Not to put them down, because they've also got talented. But that's the problem that we have. We don't have enough talented people because people are too busy staring at boobs. I'm just saying.
Yeah, and I would tear you there about answering that question. It's like the same, like I feel the same way when I grew up watching wrestling back when I did, you know, in the early 90s and stuff. It was, you know, it wasn't because of like looks, oh, this person's good looking or this person's hot or whatnot. It was the storytelling, it was the in reaction, it was the promos and stuff that drew me into the product. Nowadays we're getting with like men get like, oh, they're into wrestling because of the women's looks. Now women are going to be categorized in the same category. Why are you a fan of wrestling?
100.
Why are you watching 100. It because you're into the way the men look? No, like I'm into the wrestling because like I watch the storylines progress, I watch the promos, and this like my favorite thing about wrestling that people probably don't know a lot is I'm a major fan of like the storytelling, that aspect of the side of it, you know, that's what gets me into this wrestling industry. That's what gets me to, you know, invested in a product. It's not based off looks, it's based on get me into the story, can they sell me on the, you know, the storylines, their promos, can they draw me in that way? It's like women getting catapulted into the category of, oh, you only must watch wrestling because you're into the looks and stuff. I mean, 100.
That's kind of there's a major difference. I feel like as women, we have composure. Like, we have serious composure when it comes to our crushes. I mean, sure, I know you have a crush on Moxley. That's not new news. I have a crush on Carmelo Hayes. Everyone knows that. But I don't sit there going, oh, my gosh, Carmelo, rip my clothes off.
I don't do that either.
You go on Twitter and you see the most ridiculous things.
Oh my gosh.
I want to bend so-and-so. Watch. Women, and I'm not saying that we're all like this, because there are some, but it's a very select few. It's a very select few, like this much of people that say crazy stuff like that. But I will be scrolling on Twitter, minding my own business, and I will see so-and-so has retweeted Mandy Rose's ass. Come on, my boy, what are you doing?
Oh, come on, Terry. What about the
women? It be the men.
On a live show, this one had a sign about Bailey's butt, and I'm like,
guys, there were pictures online, I'm not legit not joking, of Sky Blue that were only showing her behind, that were being bookmarked on Twitter. I'm like, what the hell are we doing? Like, why are you bookmarked?
Telling you, it'd be the men.
I'm not saying all men, but let's. The boss has asked if the book was reversed, wouldn't it be for men to watch women on TV because they look good? I think it's different. I think there's a difference between
not all men.
Generally having an
interest. Not all men.
Like for example, I think Rhea Ripley's good looking. I think with the muscles, she's actually a very beautiful woman. But the issue is how you go on with that vision. I sit here, Trick Williams is a good looking man, you know. But it's not like no one's saying no one looks. I think the difference is how we echo it.
It's like most of y'all said. It's like, okay, y'all say guys, you know, they retreat, you know, a female's ass or something like that. But then you said, oh, they're holding Bailey's butt. But then it's like, okay, the females, you don't see us females having a sign of a wrestler's penis or, you know, having their chest out or having them, you know, truly naked, talking about, oh, this, that, and that. It's, like I'm saying, it's mostly, it's somewhat, not all men, but not, some men.
But I'm not sexualizing the guy as, like,
there's a difference. There's a difference between being a fan and sexualizing.
Sexualizing, yeah.
Thank you.
And the line is, and point blank, period. You can fight me. I can bring statistics. If I could, I'd write you a whole thesis on it. We all know that when it comes to the sexualization of wrestlers, the men, that's your job. That's your 9-to-5. Okay. That's different. You're just deflecting. No. Like, I'm just saying the men in the comments are just flexing because you know what we're saying is true. I'm not saying, I don't want to say what you're doing is wrong, okay?
Right.
When you like a woman and you say, oh, you know, but the topic that I've brought to the table today is true. The women's, the looks of the women is brought to the table more than their talent. And that's just point blank, period. That's just facts, okay? I'm sorry if you think the topic is a bit too sensitive and you don't like how hard I'm going into, but it's just facts. It's literally, if we look at WWE from a feministic perspective, it's just true. No one is calling you out. We're just saying that that's just the fact. And also, if a man puts a pic of a woman he likes with a bit, what? Oh my days, I don't understand. I don't understand. I was talking about sexualization.
Okay, I get what he's saying. You can post a picture of a woman that you like as a fan, but you ain't gotta post, like, you know, of her body being half naked or any like that, anything like that. Just post a picture of her face saying, yes, I'm a fan of hers.
I think where it is, it's how you deal with it.
Yeah.
Because okay, I'll put my hands up. I like Carmelo Hayes. I think he's a very good looking man. But I will never put myself out there to be like, oh my gosh, Carmelo, do XYZ to me. No, because I'm not insane. I'm not insane. Okay. What you will see the most bizarrest things that are being said about female wrestlers on the internet. I think if you retweet, let's say Bianca Belair in a bikini, then okay, whatever. But if you retweet it and say, oh my god, the things I'd love to do to be a
exactly.
That's in the mind. But you know,
you see what I mean?
Right. But you know, that's in the mind. That's in the reality mind because you know you can't do it in real life. Like, for an example, me, I have so much thoughts of doing what I wanted to do with Roman Reigns because I'm in love with Roman Reigns. Yes. I say things out of line that I want to do with Roman Reigns, but in reality, I know that's not going to happen because, you know, it's not going to happen. So it's like, you know, in my thoughts, in my brain, I'm sitting here like, damn, like, ooh, I just want to tear him up.
Because I feel the same way about Baron Corbin because there was a time where I was a fan, but, you know, I'm still a fan. But, yeah, like, I think he's attractive.
Right.
and I don't be, like, saying it, like, constantly. You know, most of the time I just think to myself. Like,
yeah. The difference is, boss, and everyone in the comments, the difference is we know how to perpetuate our feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like we keep saying, there's a stark difference between what we do as female fans and what you guys do as male fans. A lot of us women are genuinely interested in wrestling. Not to say that the men aren't interested in wrestling, but when you look at the interest that men pay to women's wrestling, a lot of it is because y'all just want to be doing this the whole time. You're going crazy.
Yeah.
Do you get it? And it's not a thing of where we're not saying that, you know, women, we're better or we're more mature, which technically we are, but that's a story for another day. What I'm trying to say is it depends on how far you take it.
Right. As exactly.
Women, a lot of us female fans, we just look at them and go, oh my gosh, like he's cute or whatever. Right. And whatever sexual things we think, it just stays in here. It stays in here. Exactly. The men, on the other hand,
they.
That's not true for you guys.
They sold it all out.
I am someone who likes to see both sides of the coin, but on this side, there's no both sides of the coin. Mm-mm. You guys hypersexualize the female wrestlers, and that's just fact. And I'm not, and we're not blaming you. We're blaming the corporation. Okay, we're blaming the corporation. The only reason why the men are like this is because of what the corporation put out. Mm-hmm. Which is why a lot of thought needs to go into how wrestling promotions are governed, because a lot of it is governed in a very sexist way, right? When it comes to the female, so no one is saying that. Oh my gosh, the men are to blame. No one never said that. It's always been the people in charge of the corporation that have instilled that mindset in you. Because I'm telling you now, if you had Tori Wilson come out in jeans, yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you think people would have been looking at, unless she had that much of a fat ass that the jeans are bulking them, maybe. But really and truly, if you had her out in jeans and an NBA jersey, an oversized one, in fact, most do you think people would have been looking at her? No. Nope. So no one is saying that it's the men's fault. I blame the company. That's why the topic was WWE, not male wrestling fans. So... yeah. That's my topic of the day. I feel like the biggest takeaway as well.
It's a WWE.
As a fan base, we need to be very careful about how we look at these wrestlers. Because I don't know about you guys, but I want my kids to watch wrestling as well. And I sure as hell do not want Becky Lynch collecting her and coming up to say, "Hi guys, thanks for letting me be a part of your puberty." The fuck is that? Excuse my language. Excuse my language. I don't want none of that BS. I'm sorry. So, big up Tori Wilson, though. I love the girl, but that was unnecessary.
So it was mentioned about soap operas where.
Oh my gosh!
As a soap opera fan, I don't really like. Sexualize men like that. I mean, just because I watch soaps, like, I mean, I mean, it's like, come on now. Like, we like Terry said, us as women, we know how to keep our composure, and our composure is way different and is way better than men's composure. So, so I like. Not to go off topic, but as a soap opera fan,
Princess Emily.
The difference is 100% in composure as a woman. Like, and really and truly, do you know if we were like that? Let's say the roles were reversed and we were like that. The way men would never let it go.
Yeah.
They would never let it go. Oh my gosh, female wrestling fans. They're always looking at the male wrestlers like, why can't you just watch the sport for what it is? But you're allowed to do it. You were
exactly.
It's like it's kind of hypocritical, right?
Yeah,
it's like kind of hypocritical.
I know your game. I know your game, bro. But no, at the end of the day, I mean, we can disagree. I mean, we can agree to disagree. But at the end of the day, the fact of the matter is, the way in which the female wrestlers are portrayed now, in terms of their WWE's treatment of women, is largely based on looks. I'm sorry. How you perceive that, then that's up to you. But you can keep deflecting. You can keep on deflecting over there. I'll let you
deflect. Oh my goodness.
To deflect on me. It's fine. It's okay. Deflect what you like. We all know the truth. We all know the truth. There is two sides to this. Have I not said, okay, I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say this for the last time. When it comes to us as female fans, my girls here will contest, as we are a female podcast, you can contest. When I look at Cody, when I look at Roman Reigns or Jimmy or Jey Uso, I think, wow, good looking men. Look at those abs. Wow, nice. I don't go to Twitter and go, oh my gosh, Cody put me in all these different kinds of positions. Right. I know my plea. I know my plea. But we can't say that. And I'm not saying all of us don't do it. There's a small, I keep doing this. There's like this amount of people, this amount of females that do it, this much. But the men, you guys are criminals. All of you do it.
Oh my God.
To the point where Tori Wilson is accepting one of the biggest accomplishments you can achieve in wrestling, and her speech is thank you for letting me be a part of your puberty. Thank you for letting me be a part of your puberty. Are you still trying to fight me?
Oh my gosh,
I that's bad.
even growing up, right? Huh? I'm pretty sure we probably had our little crushes on Chris Brown, probably had our little crushes on Usher, you know, on Neo, and all these, you know, big superstars outside of wrestling.
He said Cardi B dragged a man and stole what's money from him. That's totally different.
At this point, you lot are deflecting, and we're gonna be here all night. And there's another show.
Right.
There's another show, I believe, at 6 p.m. ESG. And yes. I'm not trying to go over because Christy and my boy have another
Eric, yeah. show,
but what I will tell you is this.
Oh my gosh.
Come on. Stop trying to fight us on what is true. This is DNA. This is facts. This is scientific and religious. Okay. All kinds of things that end with specific. Yeah. This is physics, chemistry, biology, everything. Okay. The fact of the matter is, as females, we have composure and you guys just can't handle it. You can't handle it. We have composure. Yeah. We look at Seth Rollins and we think, wow, he's a nice man, he's got a nice body. But no one sits there day after day retweeting each and every photograph of Seth Rollins doing Seth did this to me, because we're not psychos.
Right.
There's a few of us. I'm saying there's a few of us. There's this amount of females that do it. This amount. Okay? This amount. But the men, it's this amount. It can't even fit my room.
Right.
Outside. Even downstairs to my reception. Even outside into the road. Okay? So.
Okay, these men that don't have jobs, that's different. And no social skills.
Yeah, I mean, some men, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
That's why. Yeah.
Some you men. Can believe what. No, you're not calling my block. There's no block.
50-50.
You know what? We're gonna do. If you want to call my block, let's do a thesis. We're gonna prepare a report with scientific details, with statistics, and we're gonna present it to the people. Oh God, he's here. Oh, bye.
No.
It's always me. Why is it every time I say that, the boss comes in? Guys, at this point, I think it's because I'm based in Europe. Maybe if I was American, I wouldn't be getting the reception that I get. But no, I mean, at the end of the day, it is what it is. It's true on both sides. But who is WWE owned by? Men. Exactly.
Yeah.
Who are the most dominant watchers of WWE? Men.
Men.
So who are we blaming? Blaming men.
Men.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. Deal with it. Fight me. Arrest me. Fire me even, Blackheart.
Blame men with no moms.
Oh, my word.
Jump on here, but then you keep saying blacker. I'm like, bro, listen. There's two sides to this. I'm speaking for the men over here that don't do that type of shit. Mm-hmm, 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 but because when I said that last comment, blame men with no mothers that didn't grow up knowing how a mother feel or how to treat a woman as.
That's so why we said some men.
Let me break it down scientifically while we still got time left, because you brought me in this. For a man that's been cheating on himself I never went back and cheated on my ex bitch and said, yo, that's payback. Nah, fuck that. I'm gonna be like, yo, I'm gonna take that L, move on. I'm gonna find a better business better than you. So that's just for the social skills, right? Now for the wrestling side of things, 50% of your territory, I can totally understand because I see it all the fucking time on social media itself. But I get it. But here's me as a man speaking for other men of how we grew up from boys to men and how our men and women, period, it's different, shit like that. So it can lead to a whole other climax. That's for another story for another time. But the key point that is, I think it's really just because how we grew up as boys, whatever fuck that we see, something that's like, okay, it's Google questions to your father, and your father had to be the one to break that down and answer that for you in a way that you can understand. So when you get older, you don't feel like your wives is being crossed to the point where sex and eroticism comes into play. You know what I'm saying? Hence why with some men that don't know how to talk to women, they just be like, yo, listen, I can do this to you better than this motherfucker can. Mm-hmm. Unless they're full-blown confident, they're not going to talk like that. Mm-hmm. At all. You know, you don't never see them on social media saying anything. They'll be extremely positive and shit like that, right? Mm-hmm. Now, the men that you guys are talking about, the one that's shaming on women about every fucking thing, that's mm-hmm. only because they grew up in a one-sided spectrum where it's only what they grew up from their grandfather, their father used to grow up. They was coming up in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, how they was basically no women wrestling. And all the women back then were ugly and trash. I'm sorry. There's only a few fine ass women back then in the 50s and 60s next to Coretta Scott King. God rest his soul. You know what I'm saying? That were baddies back then. Okay. And people didn't do that because why? The skin racial tension back then. So they wasn't giving that much notoriety until what we got later on in life where we at right now. So I blame the upbringing of some of the men because that's where we learned about our family history and stuff like that, our DNA, our genes, our acids, whatever. So for people like me that grew up with a mom that loved wrestling too, I had to understand from a woman's point of view, from being next to her a lot, and having to see how women was being treated, was being caught, was being cast down, and everything else. I grew up in a broken home. My father was never the fuck around, but my uncle brought me in, put me under his wing, and taught me how the world is. And that's what you see me here today. You know what I'm saying? So I can't fully speak up for all the men, but the 50% that's just like me, that knows, that has a head on top of their shoulder, they know how this business is. That's like saying they have for y'all women. Y'all don't want to see no man with no fat ass fucking stomach. Y'all want a man that got a fucking six pack, an eight pack that look good, that smells good, that got their whole shit together. Y'all don't want to be dealing with no bummy ass niggas. I'm sorry. Y'all don't. And for y'all to say that y'all do, I know y'all motherfuckers is lying. Because having these women out here, they don't want to take care of no man. They want the men to be able to be the provider to take care of them. That's the whole true social aspect of what men and women's roles really are.
I appreciate that. I appreciate you coming in and
so I'm not here on that note. I'm speaking for half the men. I'm speaking for half the men, not the other half that didn't want with anything like that, and then all they live and breathe and die is wrestling. That's all that they know. I can't speak for them because that's not me. I actually have a life. You know what I'm saying?
So no, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
But when you try to trash men and be like, wait, we all like this? I'm like, no. I brought back some key factors of y'all favorite rappers that does some pretty horrific things, and one of them is married to a man that raped a 16-year-old girl. That's no fucking excuse. None. And y'all are saving her ass every step of the fucking way. Let's not go there. And Megan Thee Stallion, y'all, that bitch, she knows that she was lying about the whole Tory Lane storyline. Let's not go there the fuck either. And I got a nephew that's sleeping there, so I'm not trying to be yelling right now. So I'm out of here. On that note, Black Car out.
Bye. I mean, he didn't tell any lies.
He did not.
I mean, at the end of the day, it all goes down to up there. It's called Terry's Terrible Takes for a reason. No one leaves here smiling. I've been Terry, and this has been Terry's Terrible Takes.
2 weeks.
Oh man,
guys, I've probably lost my job for this take, but you know what? It's fine.
Gotta keep it real at times. Of course.
Right, yeah.
Well,
so it's the end of the line. Well, that was a wild ending to our show. But this is the end of the road.
And this wasn't some weak ass training lessons either.
Want to share where our lovely everyone who's joining us, they can find you lovely ladies.
You can find me at you can find me at Twitter. I am Bossy, Queen Bossy 20, and Instagram Highly _ Jaded.
You can find me on Twitter at LegalFighter11.
Yes, and you can find me on Instagram EstD606_, and Twitter BinkySprenna6_.
You can find me on Instagram at Charlene.Kadia at Instagram, and you can find me on Twitter at MyAshrew2021. And Bossman says, Terry, you're still good in his book. So we close it out. So thanks for joining us. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe, leave a notification, share this with all your friends. Join us. Keep joining us. Crazy. Last but not least, don't forget to check out our partners in crime, Eric and Chrissy, with the Wrestling Asylum coming up in about a half an hour, 20 minutes, about 20 minutes from now. So peace, love, everyone. See you next week.
Peace and love.
Bye.
I'm a monster. That shit's out. Hey.